decision. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Again, thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. If God speaks to your heart and would ask you to make a very generous gift, something that perhaps you would not even consider otherwise, listen to it. This is the opportunity that we have. We're at the moment of truth at the Valley of Decision. As individuals, as a nation, as a world. And if you're so interested, get a copy of the book, King of the Mountain. $20 plus $4 postage and handling. If you order it today, you'll get an endorsed copy and an autographed copy when they come out in about 40 days. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. God bless you and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bradley Dean, who's a minister, but he's involved in trying to get the American people, the Christians in this country, involved in what's going on and understanding what we stand to lose if we do not take a strong stand in this truly spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization. So with that as background, Bradley, thank you very much for being with us again.
Thank you for having me, Stan. I appreciate it.
Why don't you pick up the story, tell our listeners who you are, what you're trying to accomplish, and then we'll get into the problem that faces America today.
Well, first of all, my name is Bradley Dean. I'm the show host for SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm also the overseer of a ministry called You Can Run International that has done 342 high schools across the country, basically reaching out into the next generation that's being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And coming from a fatherless background, I understood this generation, and I do understand this generation. So therefore, I wanted to be a part of the answer rather than a part of the problem. So in saying that, what I also do is columns for over 37 outlets, one of them being WorldNet Daily. And in the process of doing that, I just wrote an article, and it was about Saul Alinsky. And we all know that Saul Alinsky is master to Barack Hussein Obama. And as Jay Carney rightly said, that Barack Hussein Obama actually admires Saul Alinsky, who is the author of Rules for Radicals. And one of their quotes, Stan, was, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. And what I did is just this last week was highlight and really lay to the candor of the American people and ask the question, because the question needs to be asked the American people, who supports this administration? And when you begin to pull the curtain back and really look into who supports this administration, you'll find that it's the state-run media that supports this administration, and the state-run media in itself has less than a 21% approval rating. And then when we begin to look at the state-run media, for example, CNN, we've seen that just last year, the president from CNN resigned last year due to the low viewership it received. And then when we took it a step further, we found out Amber Lyon, a former news anchor for CNN, said that she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network. Amber Lyon also came out and said that CNN is paid by U.S. and foreign governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. And she also stated, Amber Lyon did, news anchor for CNN, that the Obama administration pays for CNN's content. And to take it a step further, New York Times just last year blurted out the truth in their confusion, and I say that to their credit, of course, Stan, that all the information coming out of the Obama administration is first vetted. And then when we take it another step past that, we go to MSNBC, and we see that MSNBC's slogan is a communist slogan. It's lean forward. And who advocates this administration or promotes this administration more than the state-run media does, especially the players at MSNBC?
Well, I share your concern. Basically, the Obama administration certainly is a hardline left-wing organization. I believe it's subversive. They're centralizing power with Washington, D.C., in violation of our Constitution. But what's even more frightening is basically they're continuing. Many of the same problems were laid out by George W. Bush, who did exactly the same thing. George W. Bush, the Republican president, massively expanded deficit spending and centralized more and more power with Washington, D.C., and passed all sorts of unconstitutional legislation. Only Obama is doing it much more rapidly.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Dr. Stan, and our guest is Bradley Dean, and we're talking really about the Sydney improprieties in the election last November. And Sydney, one of the things that happened at Sydney, Bradley's going to them, there were thousands of military votes which were held back, held back specifically because the military was going to vote certainly for Romney, and that those votes were just held back and not counted, or not counted to what they could be counted in the election. And then there was example after example of Romney voters are certainly showing up the polls and being told, oh, well, you've already voted, you can't vote again. And then, of course, they had lots of training for people, how to train them how to vote in several states. They actually encouraged multiple voting and certainly multiple registration in voting in many states. And certainly Bradley's just simply going through the information of what really happened last November, which was never brought out to the American people. Bradley, you go right ahead.
Well, if we look at what took place during this re-election campaign, we see massive voter fraud. As you said, thousands of military votes were delivered late and therefore not counted. And then when we go over and look at Project Veritas, caught DNC operatives teaching people how they could vote in multiple states, and the whole thing was caught on video to boot. So it's all being done in the light of day. Across the nation, Romney supporters showed up to vote at polls only to be told that they already voted that day for Obama. We go on. Colorado counties reported that they had more registered voters than residents, talking about voter fraud. For example, counties like San Miguel reported that they had 140% voter registration. And guess who won San Miguel County? You guessed it, Barack Hussein Obama. And we got to keep in mind what Stalin said, the dictator back in the 30s, totalitarianism and the method of voter fraud and how it operated or how it worked its way through. It was Stalin that said, hey, it doesn't matter who does the voting, it does matter who does the counting. And here again, we're exemplifying voter fraud on a major scale across the United States. And it's also interesting, Stan, that there's very far and few between of tea parties that I do across this country, that when I begin to explain to them the voter fraud that took place in their country during this last re-election campaign, they seem to be aware of the fact that they were duped. And so here we are.
Well, I'm sure this is true, and that basically it's so vitally important for people to understand that you can't have a free society when you have corrupt voting, and there is all sorts of voting irregularity, not only in Colorado, but all across the country, and there were example after example, where people were voting multiple times, or certainly where sure. You would have far more people registered to vote than actually lived in a precinct. And these precincts invariably went to the Obama administration. I believe, of course, that Romney won the election. I think it was fraudulent. But we did not talk about that last November. What we did talk about was General Petraeus, a four-star Army general who'd had an illicit sexual affair. And day after day after day after day, we talked about General Petraeus, who at the time was the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. And the FBI was tapping his telephone and recording all of his indiscretions. Now, I'm not saying there's anything that to justify having a sexual affair when you're a married man, but this is not a federal crime. And why did the federal government bring it out? It was a diversion, ladies and gentlemen. Sure. It was to take your attention away from realizing that this whole voting process is fraudulent. And we can't get a free election in America when we have a controlled media and we're not allowed to talk about the massive voting discrepancy that took place last November for the presidential election. Go right ahead, Bradley.
Well, again, we can go on and we can just highlight the...
Well, why don't you go on? I'd like our listeners to hear all those things that you have.
In 59 precincts across Pennsylvania, Mitt Romney did not get one solitary vote. But if we remember right, the best that America has, the Bill O'Reillys and the Megyn Kellys of the world, said, it's no big deal, Bill. The same thing happened in 2008, as if to say that we need to get used to this fraud that's taking place through our government. As if to say the government has a right to break the law when, in fact, they do not. If we go on across the country, especially in battleground states, people reported that machines were changing their votes from Romney to Obama before they selected cast ballot buttons. They would then go back and fix the error, but it would go back to Obama again. They would change it to Romney again, and the machine would go back to Obama again. It would do it up to three times before their original vote would stick, so they could finally hit the cast ballot button. And just think of how many people did not notice the change and hit the cast ballot button. And number one is Barack Obama did not win a single state that required photo ID. And also in wards in Philadelphia, court-appointed poll inspectors were barred from checking the votes and even replaced with Black Panthers. And every single one of those wards where they got rid of the poll inspectors, Obama won over 99% of the vote.
Well, pretty I think, basically, ladies and gentlemen, we have a fraudulent voting program here in America, and it's not going to change until the people demand something be done. And we bring this out, and you understand that this is how this program really works. At one time, I think we had honest elections, but I will tell you, basically, you go back to 1960, and basically the election at that time, Richard Nixon, Jack Kennedy. Now, Jack Kennedy won the election. How did he win the election? Why, his dad certainly bought off the people in Chicago, got off the mafia, and they actually stole the election in Illinois. They stole the election in another state, and Jack Kennedy won. And Richard Nixon wanted to challenge this. And he was told not under any circumstances to challenge it. The last thing they wanted was for the American people to realize that the presidential elections would be rigged. Richard was told, you know, just sit back. I mean, you'll have another chance at a later date, but do not challenge the election. Why? Because they didn't want the American people to understand. Of course, they took care of Jack Kennedy, certainly there in Dallas, Texas. But this is what happens. This is the way the system really works. And there have been certainly a number of other problems. I think certainly in 2004, John Kerry won the election. Not that I like John Kerry, any better than I like George W. Bush. But, of course, basically, of course, they decided that George W. Bush was going to win the election. They went through the actions. But, of course, John Kerry won, but he was told, you know, certainly, sit back, do not challenge the election. He had plenty of money. He could have challenged the election, and he didn't. Why? Well, because he'd been well rewarded. What's John Kerry doing today? Why, he's the Secretary of State. So go right ahead there, Bradley.
Walking in, proposing to the American people and begging the question, who supports this administration? Saul Alinsky again said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. One of the things that first came to me when I was writing this article, but what about the black votes? And then I thought to myself, well, let's just go over to California concerning Prop 8, and only to find that 7 in 10 black voters supported the Prop 8 marriage decision, which stands in strong contradiction of this president. And I thought to myself, okay, but what about the Hispanics? And the question is, who supports this administration? Now, after going through a plethora of topics and points that I've made during this letter, one's got to ask themselves the questions, if he had so much support from the blacks and the Hispanics, and everybody supporting him on such a massive scale, then why does he need the illegals to come over in the number of 30 million? And then I started to think about the Hispanic stand. And I started thinking to myself, wait a second. If you look at Planned Parenthood, and we know that this administration and this president himself voted 241 times to make sure that babies were aborted in the womb. And by the way, he also voted to have a doctor in the abortion room, in the clinic, just in case the baby came out alive. He wanted to make sure that the baby was snuffed out so it didn't have a chance. Now, when you look at Planned Parenthood and you go back to Margaret Sanger, she's the one that said, the most merciful thing that a family can do is to kill one of its own infant members. And then I began to pull the curtain back behind Margaret Sanger as well, only to find out that it was a racist organization aimed at the eradication of the black and Hispanics. Now, do you think the blacks and the Hispanics in America don't know that this administration is only attempting to promulgate the lie or perpetuate the lie on the American people that he's got so much support from the blacks and the Hispanics? Well, of course he is. But the case in point that I'm trying to make here is I got black friends in Washington, D.C., all over across the country that are preachers. I have Hispanic friends all across the country that are preachers as well. And it's just not the case. He does not have the support in the manner in which the state-run media continuously proposes to the American people in any sense of the word. But I will tell you who he does have support from. He has support from 1.7% of the population that the 312 million are capitulating in the face of. For example, 1.7% of the population concerning the homosexuals and the abortionists and the communists that are in this country today, that's who does support him. And if you go without the United States, you'll find that countries like Cuba, Venezuela, China, Russia, the Muslim Brotherhood, America's sworn enemies, do support this administration. So let's go back within who supports him. I'm still trying to figure that one out, Stan, because I just can't find them, my friend.
Well, let me tell you, the largest contributor to Barack Obama's candidacy was Goldman Sachs Bank. And the major banks and the major financiers were putting up hundreds of millions of dollars for his election. This is what we never, of course, comment about, because they finance the people on both sides, because both political parties are controlled by the same people. But for whatever reason, they wanted to have Barack there for another term. And the largest single finance source of funds for Barack Obama, Goldman Sachs Bank. I wonder why. Go right ahead, Brad.
Interesting. Again, talking about Saul Alinsky, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks that you have. What is it that we need to see before we actually take action? When we look at this administration, we can see that he supports America's sworn enemies from within. And when we look to Mexico, we can see that he was the one that actually contrived the crimes against the Mexican people, only to blame the American people for the crimes that he and his administration contrived.
I'm going to hold that thought for just a moment. We're going to a break, but I would simply point out that you mentioned Saul Alinsky rules for radical. Saul Alinsky is the idol of Barack Obama. If you read the book, and I have a copy of it, Rules for Radical, why, of course, Saul Alinsky dedicates the book to the first radical, Lucifer. He dedicates his book to the first radical, Lucifer. That's actually in the text of that book.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
In a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bradley is saying that we really should seriously think about indicting and certainly impeaching Barack Obama, because much of what he's doing is unconstitutional and is aimed at the destruction of our society morally, certainly, and certainly financially. Certainly, everything is spending more and more money. It took certainly almost 200 years to actually establish a $1 trillion federal deficit. Barack Hussein Obama actually increased the federal deficit almost $6 trillion in 5 years. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's intent upon destroying this country financially. He's saying that just simply on that basis why he should be impeached. But how would we go about doing it, Bradley? That's the big question.
And I agree. And I think what it comes down to is leadership again. One thing I'd like to highlight is if we look at all the boys and the women, the veterans that have paid the ultimate price, that have fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States, and keep in mind, too, similarly, the politicians swear to uphold the same oath. Now, what's interesting to me, again, we go back to 312 million people, and when we ask the American people if they know someone in their families that actually paid the ultimate price for the freedoms that we now have, because we know that freedom is not free. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do. When we look at what's going on in this administration today, we see him desecrating the price paid for our freedoms. And as I said earlier, he doesn't have the right to break the law. He swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic as well, so help me God, with his hand on the Bible. So when he fails to do that, the American people need to realize that he does not have a right to violate the Constitution that he promised that he would uphold. Now, if you also think about those veterans that paid the ultimate price, Stan, you got to understand that they died fighting against the ideology, many hundreds of thousands of them, that the American people are tolerating in this administration right now. So I think what it really comes down to is what does this come down to more than anything outside of gratitude? If we're so thankful for what we've been given and we show the American people the price paid for their freedoms, I'll tell you what, they're not going to tolerate what's going on in this White House right now. And I think for the most part, people are brewing already as to what's going on. And I think it's just a matter of time. I don't know exactly how it's going to go, but I hope it does come down where we can actually remove this administration peacefully and lawfully. I really do. And if we go back to Daniel Webster, if I can just give you a quote, just kind of adding on to what you were saying earlier, this is what Daniel Webster said. He said, "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands." He said, "Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world." And Stan, you have a man that claims he's a constitutional scholar. They go to the college where he said he graduated from. They don't even know who he is or where he came from. I'm talking back in the day, as college days. And this constitutional scholar continuously inundates the new generation with the fact that we are democracy, when in fact, when we read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States, we can clearly see that we are a republican form of government. Again, as I said earlier, Stan, I don't understand for the life of me why the American people are standing down in the face of this administration in any sense of the word. And I'm talking lawfully, of course.
Of course, the thing is that the reason that the American people aren't doing anything is because the media is controlled. And basically anybody who says anything that's logical about what's going on today will point out the fact we are not a democracy. Now, Sydney, we learn we're a democracy in school. We learn we're a democracy in college. All of our politicians talk about democracy. Yeah. Our religious leaders keep telling us we're a democracy. And everybody believes we're a democracy. And yet you can read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers, the constitutions of every one of our states, and you'll never see the word democracy used other than to decry it. And as James Madison had said so well in the 10th of the paper, of the Federalist Papers, democracies are air spectacles of turmoil and contention.
That's right.
Are incompatible with personal liberty and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. And ladies and gentlemen, we see a nation increasing violence. We have more people in prison per capita today than any other nation in the world, including communist China, a nation four times our size. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when a nation turns against God. And Thomas Jefferson had said so well, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Well, I guess as Bradley Dean and Bradley is suggesting, we have to get involved, and I certainly concur with him. When we get back, I'm going to tell you how you get in touch with him, the organization he represents, trying to get people organized and involved. We don't need to take to the streets. We need to educate others. And what we really need is a spiritual revival in America, if America is to survive.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan in Sydney, and our guest is Bradley Dean. Bradley, once again, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website at sonsofliberty.com, and then tell them about the other things that you just mentioned, because now we have all of our stations with us, and all of our listeners are probably close to a dozen radio stations out there listening right now. I want you to tell them again how they can get your material.
If you'd like to come and get our material, we have a comic book, which Danny Bulinati just did, who is an artist for DC Comics and Marvel Comics. It's second to none. It's my testimonial. We have sold thousands of them across the country. As well, do we have a documentary from our live high school program that we've done in 342 schools, which include all the warfare that goes with it, some school kickouts, the cops coming, the principals kicking us out of their school, and watching the response of the students is second to none, because this generation is not stupid in any sense of the word. They are willing to stand up. They know the truth. They discern like nobody's business, and they're willing to fight if you give them the knowledge to know how to do it. If you'd like to check those two things out, you can go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, and or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and that is a broadcast from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time every day out of lovely Minnesota here, and we're in 53 countries and several affiliates within the United States.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Okay, fine. Well, now, basically, of course, at this point, we're talking about who is it who's really backing Obama, but why would people of great wealth, like the major bankers, be backing Obama? Because they put in a tremendous amount of money into getting him elected, and getting suddenly the Democrats elected. And, of course, then they financially Republicans as well. But why would they want Obama there in Washington, D.C.? After all, isn't he against capitalism and everything that these people of great wealth stand for?
Well, when we go back to George Bush Sr., we can understand a little as to what took place in our country, because I'm still a young man, but I noticed a strong shift when the Bushes came into power. If we remember right, George Bush Sr. actually called for a new world order over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit. And if we do a little homework on George Bush Sr., we find out his daddy was actually financing Hitler's war illegally.
You're talking about Prescott Bush, of course.
Prescott Bush, exactly. That's exactly right.
But, you know, it's amazing. Nobody ever talks about the fact that Prescott Bush was actually indicted for aiding the Nazis in 1942.
That's right.
Of course, they simply bought off the judges. They bought off the prosecutors. And it went away. But, of course, you can still find it on the Internet. And you can find out that Prescott Bush, the father, certainly, of George Herbert Walker Bush, the grandfather of George W. Bush, was actively helping and financing the Nazis, both before and during World War II. But, of course, that's never mentioned by the controlled media. Go right ahead, Brad.
That's exactly right. And then we get into the Bill Clintons. We have a major drug dealer. One of the biggest drug dealers in American history, Bill Clinton was, through Mena, Arkansas. We can see the bodies strewed around him. And I think there's 147 people that were actually killed. If you ever taken the time to look at Bill Clinton's Clinton Chronicles, it's quite astounding, and it's terrifying to think that a man that was the president of the United States had that much power. And then when we go over to the George W. Bush, then we see September 11th take place. We see the Patriot Act, which should rightly be called the Act of Tyranny. We see all the violations of the Constitution coming through his administration. As a matter of fact, if we go back to the Patriot Act, we can see that nobody read the Patriot Act bill before they passed it at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then we can go down to the next president. And then we got Barack Hussein Obama, and everybody's thinking, okay, this is the guy that's going to get us out. And we see this guy come in and just directly attack the Constitution, our republic, and the American people at every turn. I mean, if it's debased, it's immoral, and he wants to set America at war with God. And I just say this to anybody that wants to go ahead and play that game. They can read Psalm 2. And if you want to see how gravity works, just keep throwing rocks towards heaven, because we're soon to find out how it does work. And what bothers me about that, Stan, is when we look at what's going on in our country right now, we see the homosexual agenda. And when we look at the homosexual agenda, we can see it's all aimed at what? The upending of our Constitution. John Adams, the second president, of the United States of America rightly said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is totally inadequate or wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And the homosexuals do not realize that they're being used as a political battering ram, because what you see coming in behind the homosexuals is something called Sharia law. And then when we look over at the abortion industry, we can see that 57 million babies have been aborted on the watch of the American people since 1973. That's the equivalent of 18 states, my friend. And if we think that God is just going to sit back and allow this and just blow it off and say, no, you guys just keep doing what you're doing, I'm okay, we are sadly mistaken. And I think that's where we're at today.
And I think that is so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, what Bradley is saying is true. I mean, you study history and you find out that whenever a society or a civilization is turned against God, God destroys that civilization. And if you think for 1 minute that God is not going to be actively involved in what's going on in the future of America, I think you're sadly mistaken. And you go back and you study what happened to Nimrod, who wanted to unite the world under his leadership, and God intervened, and basically everybody spoke different languages. But down through the ages, whether it be Egypt or certainly Babylon, whether it would be ancient Greece, or certainly 300 years before Christ was born, or of the Roman Empire, which, of course, eventually was destroyed about 476 A.D., or certainly the British Empire collapsed, the Dutch Empire collapsed, the German Empire collapsed. But if you don't think the American Empire is going to collapse, I think you're sadly mistaken. We cannot continue doing what we're doing. And basically, of course, the reason that they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our school is because the people who are in charge understand that our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. You destroy the morality of our nation. Why, of course, the only way to govern it is by absolute tyranny. And that's just the direction we're headed. But we need to get the American people involved. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Bradley certainly is on the front lines of this. He's a young man. He recognizes the spiritual component to what's going on. Would you like to talk a little bit about the spiritual aspects? Most people understand the political and cultural aspects, that you can't keep spending money you don't have, and definitely that the bond market one of these days is going to simply implode once the interest rate goes up. But people certainly can talk about the finances and the politics, but they don't understand what's going on spiritually. Would you like to address that, Bradley?
Absolutely. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to take it back to what you're talking about, the educational scheme that's being promulgated and perpetuated against our kids in this country. And when we read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, it states that powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. And what we do is we go in, speaking of tyranny and just trying to bring the correlation between that and what's going on in our country today, we have to pay attention to what's going on in the younger generation and with the younger generation. It's interesting that the older generation is getting caught up into the politics and the, you know, the games that these politicians play and the finances and all the other good stuff that they're dealing with. But what's also interesting about that is Barack Hussein Obama is doing college tours. He's going to the younger generation, just like Mao Zedong did, just like Stalin did, just like any other dictator, Adolf Hitler, Mussolini, and the such. And what we need to realize is the federal government is now involved in violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. In other words, they're breaking the law by inundating our kids in this country with a cesspool of indoctrination. And what we do is we have to look at what they're teaching the kids. And the good news, friends, is this is just the beginning. This isn't over with. We still have time to put the kibosh on this. But what they're teaching kids in public schools is something called International Baccalaureate. They're teaching them earth worship. They're teaching them evolution, socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, redistribution of American wealth to other nations, contraception, reproductive health, in other words, a legalized version of abortion, murdering a baby, debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoption of the gay rights agenda, elimination of the right to bear arms, or setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. Now, when we go back and we contrast that with what our founders established, by the way, 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. There's no question as to who we are. And it was Thomas Jefferson that said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what it never was and never will be. Well, we need the knowledge to know what I'm going to tell you next. Our founders established, Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, said this: the only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be laid in religion under the umbrella of Christianity. Without this, there can be no virtue. Without virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object and life of all republican governments. Now, what most people didn't know is what I just told you is International Baccalaureate, No Child Left Behind, and or Common Core, which is a more progressive version. No Child Left Behind on steroids is Common Core. It's confusion. That's all it is.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you there because I certainly agree with what you have. But we have James calling us from Cooperstown, New York. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. James, you have a question for our guest?
Sure, I do. I do. God has already forsaken America. And all you have to do is look at Detroit, a case in point. You know that?
Well, I think I share your concern. But the animals
have taken it over and they're running wild. The devil.
Well, I think we got a real problem. Did you have a question at all you'd like to ask?
Yes. I'd like to know, you know, what does the future hold for us?
All right, fine. Let's give Bradley an opportunity. Yes. What does the future hold if we continue our course? And can we change that future, Bradley? Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'd say, would you do me a favor, bro? And I'd like for you to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and I want you to take a look at me, because I am not, like, way out there. I'm in part of the younger generation. I'm fighting for the younger generation. I'm 6'5". I have long hair. I have tattoos. I'm a drummer in a band called Junkyard Prophet, and I see what the problems are. But I can tell you this, my friend. God did not forsake America. America has forsaken God. There's so many people in this country that love their country so much they say that they're willing to die for it. But I got a question for you. Are you willing to live for it? Because what God is looking for is the faithful among men who will right the wrongs, and he's willing to give them the power to do just that. And if that wasn't the case, then why is this little punk kid, that would be me, how is it that I have done 342 high schools? When God promised me something, he fulfilled it, but we need to meet him back on his terms, not on ours. God has not forsaken America. America has forsaken God.
I think that's a very, very good point and very well said. Anything else you want to say, James, before we let you go?
No, I do think that's a wonderful point, but I think Detroit is an exception.
Detroit is forsaken.
I've lived in Detroit. Have you seen the ruins?
Well, I think, James, all of America is going to be following Detroit if we don't return to God. I really believe this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, economic battlefield, but it's a spiritual battle. And if we don't return to God, all of our cities are going to look like Detroit.
That's exactly right. Psalm 9:16 says that the nation that turns against God, he promised that he would turn that nation into hell. It's time to get back to who he is. We need to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. We need to listen to what he gave. He gave commandments too, my friend. He didn't give suggestions. And if we don't want to listen to God's 10 commandments, we're going to listen to man's 10,000. So we need to stand up and right the wrongs. In righting the wrongs, God is in the business of.
Amen to that. James, parting thought before we let you go.
Yeah, I just want to say that liberalism, that's taking us down the wrong path.
You're absolutely right. And liberalism is government control, and certainly liberty is limited government. Liberalism is total government. God bless, and thanks for calling. And basically, we got 3 or 4 minutes more. Go right ahead, Bradley.
You know, I think it's interesting that we hear this liberalism. Folks, when we're talking about the Democratic Party, we need to keep in mind that we're talking about those that are violating the law. For some reason, the American people are under the delusion that government has a right to break the law. John Adams said this. Let me say this before I say that. We have one constitution, friends. We don't have two. So when the left is the older generation has taught the younger generation that when the left is in power, well, they can go ahead and do what they want to do. And when the right's in power, well, they can go ahead and do what they want to do. Well, let me ask you something. When the veterans are fighting, bleeding, and dying, and they lose their life, in the promotion of freedom in America? Are they arguing about who's getting their way, or are they sacrificing themselves to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America? Listen to what John Adams said. He said, "There's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. While politicians play games, the American people lose." Folks, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left.
And I think what people have to understand is that America was founded primarily by Christians, and it was a Christian nation, but it's no longer a Christian nation. Why? Because we have a separate government. We have an invisible government. They're the ones, yep, of course, install people like Barack Obama and George Bush and certainly Bill Clinton and George Herbert Walker Bush. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they install our political leaders, and certainly if they could get into office, they may even mean well to begin with, but they're very, very soon under control, or they end up like John Kennedy did in the trip to Dallas. We're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. The financial and military power of the United States is being used today to bring about a one-world government. Because, of course, the people who rule America today, in my estimation, worship a different god. And their goal is the destruction of Christianity, which is the reason they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and celebration of Christmas and Easter out of our schools, and why they teach only evolution in schools and do everything they can to destroy the faith of our young people. How are we going to get to our young people? How are we going to bring them back into a personal relationship, Bradley?
Well, the way we do that is we fight for them. It's not hard to fight for what you love, Stan. And if you love for them, you get up in the face of what's going on. And the Bible says that those that are called according to the purposes of the Lord's works, Isaiah 62, Isaiah 58, he talks about how you're going to be a repairer of the breach. In other words, you're going to turn around and fix the problems. And again, we got to keep in mind in the New Testament, he promised a work of faith with power. And he also said that we're to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power of the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And we just need to get back to him, because I believe more than anything, he's willing to give us what we're willing to fight for, and he's always given the church what they're willing to fight for, Stan.
Well, we've got to take a stand, and we've got to mobilize Christianity. The trouble is that so many of our churches are impotent, and so many of our churches will no longer really preach the traditional gospel. For they've intentionally changed the music of our churches, the message of our churches. When was the last time you heard anybody talk about fear of God? When was the last time you talked about God bringing his judgment on America? We'll be back in a moment here to wrap up this evening's program. I hope you've enjoyed our session with Bradley Dean.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927.
800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Much, Dan. We appreciate you, sir.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed our conversation with Bradley. Certainly, it's wonderful to have young people coming along who can actually, of course, continue getting the message out, and who recognize that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, this is the time when I need to remind all of you out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we need your help to maintain our network of over 50 stations all across America every single week. And some of the stations are half an hour, some stations are 3 hours a day. But the important thing is, why, of course, we are reaching people, and where we are heard, why, of course, it influences people's lives. I got a note today, an email from the owner of the stations up in Spokane, Washington, six stations. And he was saying he'd gone out to lunch at Davenport. I don't know where that is, but some woman had recognized him and come up to tell him how much she enjoyed our program and really how much she'd learned from listening to Radio Liberty. Well, that's the thing I sort of like to know. I like to know that we are having impact out there, but we can only do this with your help and your support. And basically, Barbara and I spend full time. We don't take no compensation for what we do. In fact, we have put a great deal of our own money into this, but because we believe America is worth working for, worth fighting for. But if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or certainly, we hope you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, where you can listen to our radio programs, where you can read our newsletters. But we hope, of course, you'll pull down the DVDs, you'll record the DVD, radio programs, and get them to other people's hands. If you have our permission to copy our newsletters and utilize the information there. Now, more recently, the newsletter is being written by William Grigg, but certainly in the past, why I've written them. Right now, of course, they're there. The information is valid. And certainly, we hope that you'll get it and you'll help us to disseminate it, because this is a small group of wicked people who are basically Luciferian. And there is certainly a Luciferian movement in America. And if you doubt that, you simply go to the website for the Trilateral Commission. It's trilateral.org. And remember, of course, this is the organization, the secret cabal, created by David Rockefeller, that Sidney Barry Goldwater talks about. And I think it's on page 280 of his book, With No Apologies. Incidentally, you can get that book from Radio Liberty. And you can get David Rockefeller's memoirs, where on page 405, he talks about the secret cabal that he is part and parcel of, working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others throughout the world. Those are his words, not mine. Conspiring with others throughout the world to bring about a more integrated global and economic structure. That's really what it's all about. Those are David Rockefeller's words. And Chris Glenn Beck had the audacity to read them on Fox when he was there. And very shortly after that, Fox got rid of Glenn Beck. And whatever you think of Glenn, I think he's a man of courage and integrity. He had the courage to put that out over the air, and it cost him a very lucrative job. Well, ladies and gentlemen, certainly we hope many of you out there, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty financially, we hope you will. We hope we get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you'll want to get Barry Goldwater's book. They're used copies, but it's with no apologies. David Rockefeller's memoirs, new copies of it. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get Sidney my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. And then we hope maybe you'll want to get certainly the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, and certainly we have a 4-CD set on the same subject. There's so much information, so many tape sets, so many certainly DVDs we have, CD sets. We hope you get the information. You have our permission to copy any of the items that we have made and distribute them as long as you're not making a profit on them. If you get just enough to cover your expenses, fine. The important thing is to let people know what's going on. Number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices.
Stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, of course, our producer is having a little difficulty getting through to our special guest this evening. I wonder if he's tried both of those telephone numbers, because one of them is the cell phone. Hopefully that might be available. But anyway, our guest this evening for the next hour, hopefully, will be Cheryl Hancock. And I don't know how many of you know Cheryl, but Cheryl certainly had become a Christian and had actually gone over to Israel. She's lived there for about 14 years. And of course, she is our correspondent over there. Her official category is that she is an investigative reporter, and she reports to us on a regular basis. Now, ordinarily, Cheryl, of course, is living in Israel, but for this present time, she's back here in the United States, taking a tour for a short period of time. But we always enjoy talking to her, have an idea what indeed is going on, certainly in Israel, from somebody who's living there and dealing with the Jewish people, dealing with the Palestinian people. And I will tell you that many of the Palestinian people have come to have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ because of Cheryl's ministry to them and because of the kindness to them. And the Palestinian people are trapped in an impossible situation, as are the Jewish people. Basically, there's not going to be peace in that area until our Lord returns and brings us the promise of salvation. But certainly, all we can do in the meantime is try to reach as many people as we can and bring them into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, Cheryl certainly has told us that she was living there until about 2 weeks ago. And basically, of course, everybody in Israel, certainly living in Israel, has a safe room to go to. And basically, Cheryl certainly has a safe room in her home there. And certainly all the seams are covered over with duct tape. And the windows are covered over with duct tape. And because basically they really believe that there's going to be either a chemical or biological attack. And everybody there is prepared. They have food. They have water. And everybody has a place to go. And there's areas, certainly in the neighborhood, where people will go, where they'll be able to get water when the water system turns down. Many of the Jewish people have been told that if there is a problem, why they are to go ahead and to actually flee into Judea and Samaria, with the thought that the Arabs will not certainly attack that area because there's so many Arabs there, and that they would not want to kill their own people. They want to kill the Jews, but not the Arabs. So many of the people from certain parts of Jerusalem are going to be fleeing into Judea, Samaria, when the attack comes. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We're hoping to have Cheryl Hancock, but we're going to have to do open lines until we get hold of her. We've got her hotel, but certainly the line is busy. We haven't been able to reach her. We have somebody going to her hotel room to knock on the door. But if you'd like to help out, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, so we can keep going until such time as Cheryl's with us. But we want to certainly let people understand that this is a seething cauldron over there, certainly what's gone on in Syria, which is certainly you can stand on the Golan Heights as I have, and you can look over and you can see Damascus. And Damascus is in the middle of a terrible, terrible conflict at the present time. Violence, certainly, that they've killed over 100,000 people in Syria. Who's killed them? Why, the terrorists that we're financing, ladies and gentlemen. The terrorists that we're financing. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call until Cheryl gets here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know, today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Right here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we have a caller on the line. Hi, how are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I heard you asking for callers, so I thought I'd call in.
Well, I appreciate that. Who is this?
This is Ron from...
Okay, Ron, it's so good to have you call. Yes, we're waiting to get Cheryl on the line. We hope we'll have her before long, but what are your thoughts about what's going on? Do you have a thought on the program we did during the last hour? Or what
would
you like?
I was at a meeting, a political meeting. I just got out of it.
Okay, fine. Well, what would you like to talk about here?
Well, I've only heard one legislator who really confronted the issues of the warmongering Nobel Peace Prize winner Obama and his use of drones to murder people and such, and that was a deputy in the Irish legislature named Claire Daly, and I've listened to her on YouTube during a speech on the floor of the Irish legislature, and she pulled no punches. And she said, Obama is nothing but a war criminal and the hypocrite of the century. And I was very impressed. I sent her some emails, and back she only emailed me back several times. I don't think we would agree on certain things, but she was really right on the money. And I've never heard anybody as accurate as that and as forthright as that.
Well, Ron, I agree with you, and basically I believe Barack Obama is a murderer. Actually, he authorized the murder of a 16-year-old boy whose crime was his father. They had accused of being a terrorist, so they killed him, and 2 weeks later they killed the innocent 16-year-old American citizen who's over there looking for his father. That is murder. You can't get around it. And whether Chris is Barack Obama is held guilty in this life or the next one, why one day he's going to have to stand and defend what he has done, and there's no way to defend murder. Hey, God bless. We got to love Run because we got Cheryl on the line.
Great.
Thanks
God
so
fun.
Much. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Well, we were a little worried we weren't going to be able to get you. We want you to give our listeners an update on what's going on over in Israel from your point of view. You've been here, what, about a week, 10 days?
Well, I have been checking in. I've been here in America doing a speaking tour, but I keep in touch with all my friends, with the people that are over there that I know. They're giving me reports because we hear some things in the news, and here as in America, we really don't get much news.
All right, fine. Well, that's why we want to have you on, to tell us what's really going on in Israel and the surrounding countries. You go right ahead, and I'll just be quiet. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm not sure what you discussed because there's a problem with the phone where I'm at, but I want to tell you that things are heating up over there in Israel right now. As a matter of fact, there's so much going on that Israel has, actually Netanyahu has ordered gas masks for the entire population of Israel. And this was about maybe 2-3 weeks ago that he did this. And he said it's very important that everyone has one as a gas mask because in Syria, he believes that chemical weapons are being transferred to Hezbollah at this time. And if those warheads are chemical and they shoot those rockets into Israel, of course, we're going to be under chemical warfare. As you know, the fighting in Syria is heating up, and it's not just a civil war. It's a Sunni-Shiite war. And so Hezbollah is involved, and they are in Syria. Iran, some of the members there that are one of the guard movements is there. There's troops from Iran in Syria. And it's a place where the Shiites, which is Iran, Syria, Hezbollah, are all fighting against the Sunnis, which is the rebels in Syria. And, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood is Sunni, Al-Qaeda is Sunni, Taliban is Sunni. So we're having a Shiite-Sunni war right there in the Middle East right now, over who gets control over the oil and over the Middle East.
Oh, no, basically, when you mentioned Iran, does Iran have troops actually in Syria at the present time?
Yes, they do.
Okay,
they do
fine. I think that's important for our people to listen, because you're not being told that. We know that Iran has been certainly financing and providing weapons for Assad, but no mention of the Iranian troops. And I've heard rumors that they were there, and certainly Cheryl confirms that fact. So there are Iranian troops in Syria, because they're basically, as Cheryl brings out so clearly, this is really a Shia-Sunni battle. And we, the United States, is financing the Sunni terrorists, and suddenly the Russians are financing Assad and certainly Hezbollah, and they're all working along with Iraq and Iran. You have a war, a Sunni-Shia war, battle there, and the American people think it has something to do with who's going to run Syria. This is simply the battlefield where even a larger battle between America and Russia is being fought today. Go right ahead, Cheryl.
Yeah, and also the U.S. has transferred money to the operation in Syria, so they just have sent, what they're doing is they're providing small arms and ammunition, America is, to 1,200 groups of the Syrian rebels, and we know that the Syrian rebels are fighting alongside the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and all the ones that are Sunni. So yes, America is involved. We also have troops. I know the last count I had was 1,000 troops are in Jordan on the border taking in the Syrian refugees. So there's a lot going on that America is involved in. We are on the Sunni side. Russia is sending S-300 missiles to Syria. Those S-300 missiles can go from ground to air, 300 kilometers. And Netanyahu knows that if Syria gets hold of those missiles, that they can shoot airplanes, civilian passenger airplanes, out of the sky at Tel Aviv Airport. So he's going to have to take those out, that shipment out, before it reaches Damascus or when it gets to Damascus. But it's on its way to the Syrian people, to the regime, which is Shiite.
All right, fine. Basically, of course, Cheryl is simply pointing out that the S-300 missiles are Russian missiles, they're surface-to-air missiles. They can be utilized, of course, to knock out aircraft, and certainly the Russians are going to be delivering those to Assad, the dictator, the president of Syria. Now, we've heard stories that they actually had made they'd actually been delivered, and there actually had been an attack, and Israelis had wiped out the missiles. Is there any truth to that, or is that just speculation?
Actually, it's a speculation that Israel's doing this, but they have taken out one shipment already of, I think it was anti-ship missiles, and they took out part of another shipment of anti-ship missiles, but this one is anti-air missiles, and this is the one that the S-300 is still on its way, so this one is the most important one to take out because it can harm Israel directly.
And of course, the reason it's so important is because Israel would not be able to use its air power, and that is really one of Israel's greatest strengths. So basically, of course, if Assad had the S-300 missiles, he could knock the Israeli planes out of the air or even take out a commercial airliner landing in Tel Aviv. So basically, Israeli and Netanyahu will not allow the Syrians to have the S-300 missile. Okay, go ahead. What about some of the other things going on over there, Cheryl?
Okay, on the border of the Golan Heights, and which is northern Israel, you have Hezbollah and Syria. And a lot of the UN peacekeepers have left their posts. Now, the UN peacekeepers were there to guard and just observe and report what they see to the UN. But I talked to one of the UN peacekeepers from Australia. He said, you know, we're up there, Cheryl. We're up in our towers looking, but we do not have a gun. We have no way to protect ourselves. He says, I feel so vulnerable just sitting up there as the war is going on around them. But then recently, of course, we know that the Filipinos have been kidnapped. This was some time ago. So the Philippines took their UN peacekeepers out. A Belgian man from the UN was shot. And so Belgium took their peacekeepers out. And France took theirs out. And this is all to be a buffer on Israel's border. So the troops from Nepal decided they're going to take some of their troops away from the Lebanon, and they put them in the Golan Heights to guard that area so Israel is not without protection on that border. So Israel has beefed up the border. They sent a lot of their troops to the north now, and they're watching because they have been shot at. There have been little skirmishes on the northern border. Actually, the siren went off today on the Golan Heights. On the Golan Heights, the people heard the siren as incoming came in, but they said nothing landed. They didn't hear any bomb come in, but the siren went off and people had to run to the shelters today on the Golan Heights.
And I think it's important for the average individual who really doesn't understand the Golan Heights. It's on the eastern shore of the Sea of Galilee. And basically, if you go to the top of the mountains there and you simply look eastward, you'll see Damascus. It's about, what, 30 or 40 miles from the Golan Heights? Would that be a fair
estimate?
That's
correct. Very close, yes.
And apparently that is simply just a seething cauldron of violence there. How is the war in Syria going? Do we have any idea? What do the people over in Israel tell you?
Well, Israel's waiting to see what's going on from the Syrian, from the Golan Heights and Syrian war. They don't know what's going to happen as far as who's going to take over there. But they believe that the Sunnis are going to win. The war. Shiites have been always, all these years, you know, since Islam came into power, the Shiites have been the ones that have been losing most. But now they're really rearing their heads up, and they believe Sunni because America's on Sunni side. The Western countries are on Sunni side. Why? Because we have somewhat camaraderie, with Saudi Arabia, with Bahrain, with Yemen, with all these Sunni nations, and these Sunni nations want to be in control of the oil and not let the Shiites be in control. Because the Shiites can close the straits where the oil comes from. And if they close that off, they can charge us $25 a gallon for gas. You know, gas can go up. They can hold the West hostage because of the oil that the Shiites win. But the Sunnis are agreeing to negotiate with America, with the West. And so that's why we're supporting them.
All right, and of course, the other thing is, of course, the fortunate thing is there's been massive new oil finds, discoveries there in Australia, probably far more oil than exists in all of certainly the Middle East. And then, of course, America is becoming increasingly energy independent. So the whole power of oil seems to be shifting. But right now, of course, this oil still plays a very important part of what's going on in that part of the world. We're going to be back in just a moment with Cheryl Hancock. If you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, our guest is Cheryl Hancock. We're talking about what's going on over there. And as Cheryl says, that the people of Israel are preparing for war. They think it's only a matter of time before the missiles, certainly in Lebanon and in Syria and in Saudi Arabia, and those that Hamas has are fired at Israel, a little tiny country. And basically, we're talking about as many as 100,000 missiles. 100,000 missiles, and as time goes by, they become increasingly sophisticated, and they would certainly be able to hit Tel Aviv very specifically and decimate that area. So the people of Israel are very, very concerned. The people here in America have very little idea what's really going on over there, but this is a seething cauldron waiting to explode. What about Egypt? What are the thoughts there in Israel about what's going on in Egypt?
Well, they're hoping that whoever comes up into power will keep the peace treaty with Israel, because Muslim Brotherhood, who was in power and was recently kicked out of power, said he was going to keep the peace treaty, but he was going to make some definite changes. And Israel didn't know what those changes would be, but it was not good for Israel. Now, who's demonstrating right now are the people that have been, that have been going to school, that have been more westernized. They have the military on their side because they're more secular. They do not want to be under Islamic law, under Sharia law. They want to be able to not wear the dress, and they want to go about their business the way they are. But the Sunnis, of course, are very into Islamic religion, and they want to do the Islamic law. So they want to have Sharia law wherever they are and impose it. So they're demonstrating against that. So far, the military, who has the arms, is winning. But what's going to come out of this, we don't know who's going to come into power. Israel's watching very closely, because we need peace on some sides of Israel here.
And because that's a big fear, is that something is going to happen. There's going to be a major war. So Israel is planning certainly on a missile attack. It's coming. It's not a matter of if, but when it's going to occur. Would that be a fair statement?
Boy, is that a fair statement. Yeah, it's when. You're right.
And we understand there have been some other bombings over there in Eilat and some of the resorts along the eastern shore of the Mediterranean. In other words, there's all sorts of missile attacks taking place very quietly over there. Did you hear about those things?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. In the Sinai Desert now, you have a lot of renegade troops or groups coming in, and a lot of them are just jihadists. And they're coming in. Some of the Muslim Brotherhood ran into the Sinai, and the troops ran after them. So there's all kinds of fighting going on down there in the Sinai. And there's missiles going, rockets going into Eilat. There's rockets going into different places. But the troops, the Egyptian troops, are down there fighting Muslim Brotherhood. Then you've got different groups that are fighting against Israel. Hamas members have went into the Sinai. There's a war going down in the Sinai. A quiet war going on. But you know what's interesting is that Israel is going to build up the Negev. They decided that they're going to put 500 million shekels into building up the Negev desert, which is near the Sinai. They're going to build up the desert, and they're going to populate it, because Israel has no room to really build. They said they won't build in the West Bank. they're going to build up the desert, just like they have where I live, this desert. And in 84, they built that up. So that's what they're planning to do. What they're doing in Sinai, they're just taking their hands off of it and right now, but guarding their borders very strongly.
All right, fine. Well, now, what about the tourist industry? Is that flourishing? Certainly the tourists would go over there. I think that they really recognize the very real danger of violence. But tourism is holding up pretty well?
Tourism is higher than it has been since before the year 2000 when the Intifada started. It's so high. It's unbelievable to see these buses coming into Jerusalem. You can hardly get around the city when you're driving. You know, you can't get through that city. You have to take alternate routes. Tourists, I talked to many, many tourists. Every one of them has felt safe when they're there. They said, we haven't seen any danger. We aren't in any danger. We feel completely peaceful. There's no problems with tourism. Nobody wants to hurt the tourists. Both Arabs and Jews want the tourist money. So they're not going to hurt the tourists. They want you to come. And, you know, it is a great place to go see. And no matter what's going on, if you have a peace to go over there, you go over there, and the Lord protects, but also no one's going to touch the tourists. They don't want to do that.
Well, we've taken 6 trips to Israel. It's always a great adventure, and I look back, and my wife and I both look back with fond memories of our many, many trips there and getting to see many of the things that the tourists today aren't even allowed to see. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, and Cheryl is back here for a couple of months before she goes back over there. She's on speaking tours. Are you speaking in California here? Would you be speaking recently?
Yes, I will be speaking in California. I have been speaking in California, but I'll be speaking on the Central Coast of California, but also in Florida. Yeah, I'll be speaking in Orlando and Tampa Bay, and I have 3 months worth of speaking, and that's all I could possibly do. I've been invited to too many places, so I'm doing what I can.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Cheryl Hancock over here visiting from Israel and from Jerusalem where she lives. And Cheryl, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get your website, get information on certainly your ministry and certainly information on where you're going to be speaking here in California. How can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, the best way is to email me at reportingfromisrael, all one word, at gmail.com.
That's reporting from Israel at gmail.com. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Reporting from Israel at gmail.com. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Israel, and I don't want to forget the good news that's happening over there. And as we know, the Bible says that the Lord's going to bring the Jewish people, back to Israel from the north, south, east, and west. Well, now he's working on the west. And the Westerners are just coming into Israel by the thousands. They're coming in, and so much so that Israel has to change their programs. They came from the north, they came from the south, they came from the east, and there were special programs to get those people adjusted to living in Israel, and now they're coming from the west, and now they're making new programs. So though we hear about war and rumors of war, you know, the Bible says, and all the problems, and the high prices where gas is almost $9 a gallon now, vitamins, a little bottle of vitamin C is about $30 to $40. Westerners are moving to Israel. And it's amazing because this is where they feel they need to be. And some of them say, we're living in the last days. We need to be among our people. Some of them say, we don't know why we're moving. We just feel we need to. And this is amazing because it is biblical prophecy. It's happening.
And one of our friends has some relatives, a Jewish friend, and he has some relatives who moved over there. And they don't know why they moved over there. They just felt that they were called to be there. And that is amazing. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe God is directing people into Israel at this time in history. Would you agree with that, Cheryl?
Yeah, I do agree. And I believe we're seeing biblical prophecy being fulfilled. And when I speak, especially at the churches, I give a PowerPoint, and I show the different biblical prophecies that have been fulfilled and are being fulfilled right now, so we can get up to date of where we're at. And it's so exciting. And when I told one of these, this lady from Russia came, and I was helping at the immigration center, and I was telling her, you know that you're a fulfillment of prophecy? She didn't understand what I meant. I opened the Bible, and I showed her the scriptures where God's going to bring them from the north, south, and she said, I came from the north. She started crying, because she realized he is a fulfillment of prophecy. The Jewish people are coming back to the land. Yes.
All right, fine. Well, now basically, is there plenty of work for them, though? What's happening to the economy? What's happening to the people? I understood that many of the people who had forced out of Gaza, many of them had never been able to get a job after they were forcibly removed from their farms and homes.
Yeah, Israel is trying to negotiate peace with the Palestinians, and they have to give up, and they have to compromise a whole lot. And it's not fair to the people, but it's not fair to Israel. And Netanyahu, the leaders of Israel, are trying to do their best to compromise with the West and get this negotiation going, this peace treaty. So the people know that it's never going to happen. The more land they give, the more trouble they have. And so these people that have been pushed into tents and then hotel rooms and then temporary housing, some of them have never got into regular housing. And Israel is doing bad just like other economies around the world, yet there are parts that are doing really well, such as high tech is doing very well in Israel. But if you look at the Palestinian Authority, if you look at all the Arab nations around them, Israel is doing so much better that the Muslim people are trying to get jobs in Israel. Many, many Palestinians work inside of Israel. And if you talk to them, I do, because I work among Palestinians and Muslim people, they tell me they would rather be under the Israeli government, the Palestinian Authority, because they can make more money. They would have medical. The government takes care of the people, but the Palestinian Authority does not. So Israel has it bad. Americans have it bad, but the Palestinians have it worse.
It's really so tragic for the Palestinian people. And basically, of course, they're living in abject, what, about 50% unemployment, something like that?
More than 50%. And many of them work as olive farmers or shepherds or militia. And the kids that I know, the people that I know, and I work 75% with Palestinian Muslim people, and their children are told it's better to join the militia because they're not going to be able to get other jobs. So you know what we're doing? We're going in there and we're teaching them. We're teaching them English, because if they learn another language, they have a possibility of getting out of that trap of becoming militia or farmers, and they can be teachers and lawyers and doctors. So we're in one of the villages, and we're teaching hundreds of children to speak English, and it's really great to see them have hope for their future.
And really, of course, basically, of course, you know, you simply are helped finance by people who here believe that it's important to have someone over there helping the Palestinians. Would that be a fair estimate?
Yeah, that's right. We need to be there. I'm there because I'm kind of a bridge, and I help the Palestinians with clothing, with food, in whatever way I can, with Bibles, because I'm a Christian, and I believe in giving them hope, but also giving them hope in the Lord. And, you know, these people are so hungry to know a God of love, because they're not taught that in the mosque or in the Quran. They're taught different things. So when they hear about a God of love, they want it. And I have got privilege. I had privilege of baptizing so many of the Palestinians, the Muslim people in the Jordan River. It's amazing. And when their heart changes towards the Jewish people, when their heart changes towards God, then they don't want to fight their neighbors. They want to love their neighbors. And that's mainly what we teach them, to love their neighbors. And then we give them hope so that they have the hope in the world and they can go on with their life.
And ladies and gentlemen, I just comment that Barbara, my wife, and I do support Cheryl's ministry. She's never asked us for help, but we support her because we can be a little old for going over there and doing this sort of things on our own. But she does a wonderful job, and she really has touched the lives of so many people over there. And if you were moved to want to get in touch with her, why should they do? And basically, of course, she sends out an alert about once a week or so and keeps us abreast of the unfolding events that you're not going to read about in the regular media or certainly the regular channels over here. But Cheryl, when she's there, she's right on top of what's going on. And even though she's back here in the United States, she's in constant contact with her friends over there. And as a result, why we keep abreast then of the unfolding events. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this is simply a seething cauldron ready to erupt at any time, and terrible things. I mean, there's all sorts of unrest in Turkey, all sorts of demonstrations in Turkey, all sorts of unrest over in Jordan. The question is how long the king's going to be able to maintain his position there, but there's tremendous revolutionary forces in Jordan. America has 1,000 troops over in Jordan. What are we doing with our troops in Jordan, ladies and gentlemen? We're, in my estimation, stirring up this whole area, and basically we are financing the radical Islamists that were trying to overthrow the Shia government of Assad. So basically, what do you see happening over there? How soon do you think things are going to fall apart? Or do you think maybe things that will quiet down eventually? There'll be some sort of a peace negotiation in Syria? Or do you think that eventually this war is going to be fought out until one side is totally vanquished or the other side's vanquished? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's up in the air, because I'm not sure what to think about it all. I'm waiting to see what happens as Israel is, because it's got to come to a head. It's got to come to who's going to take control eventually. And as we know, like you said, Russia is on the Shiite side. But you know what Israel's trying to focus on and put the attention on is Iran. Iran is going ahead with their nuclear bomb. They are Shiite also, and they are on Syria's side, the regime of Syria, who have sent troops. But Iran has this bomb, and I just got a report today that this group in Washington, D.C., is called the ISIS. It's Institute for Science and International Security. They say that Iran will be ready. They'll have enough uranium for a bomb by mid-2014. So if Israel or the West or anybody doesn't do anything about this, they could send a nuclear bomb to Israel, and that's what they're threatening to do right now. They're not going to stop with Israel. Israel's closer, so they're going to hit them first. But then they're also going to move on to the United States, they said. So with this situation, Netanyahu is saying, we need to look at what's happening. This is imminent. This is going to happen if we don't do something about it. So Iran also is on the perimeter here, and we need to pay attention to what's going on there.
Well, of course, the big question is Israel going to strike Iran and trying to disrupt their production of certainly nuclear material and their basically enrichment of uranium? And many people think that Israel is getting ready for an attack. And some people say, well, they couldn't get their planes there. Well, they don't need their planes. They have submarines, and certainly they could use submarine-based missiles and attack Iran that way. What are your thoughts? And certainly, because I know you have no inside information, but my impression is that the Israelis are not going to let Iran continue as they're going. They've said that there's a red line. They will not let Iran cross that. What are the thoughts of the people in Israel?
Yeah, well, Israel has information on where Iran is at more than any other country because they're more concerned about it, and they're watching it very closely. You know, there's intel all over the place. And so Israel's watching that, and Israel was building a bomb like a bunker buster because this plant is so far underground. I worked at a nuclear power plant. I know what he's talking about. It's so far underground that it's hard to reach, and they had to build a special bomb. I heard that they finished that bomb. So Israel's saying, okay, U.S., what are you going to do? Now, U.S. is negotiating, and the more they negotiate, the more time goes by, and the more gets done with this bomb. They have never stopped building this. They will not let the inspectors go in to inspect to see what they're doing. So they are up to this, and everyone knows it. But what's going to happen, Israel, you're right, is Israel is going to have to go in and take it out, and then Israel's going to look like the bad guy. But Israel needs to protect its people, and that's all Netanyahu's saying. Some people don't like Netanyahu, but I like his heart because he stands up for the people, and he says, I'm going to protect my people no matter what. And I think when it comes down to it, he's not going to wait for the U.S. He's not going to wait for anybody else. He will go in and protect his country.
And I think that you have to know that Israel has actually attacked certainly Syria on several occasions. There's a recent attack having to do with the sea missiles, basically for taking out ships. And basically, there have been a couple of other attacks that Israel has actually made on Syria. Fortunately, Syria has not retaliated. But Israel has said that they're going to attack, certainly, Iran. Now, Iran has said, basically, that if Israel attacks Iran, that the Iranians certainly will know that they had the permission of the United States. Maybe the Americans would never admit it, but Israel would never dare attack without certainly American permission. And as a result, Iran has said that they will then attack America. Well, I mean, what an absurd idea. Iran would attack America. I mean, what could they possibly accomplish? And I'll tell you what they could accomplish. One missile, one nuclear weapon exploded 300 miles above Omaha, Nebraska, would wipe out the entire electronic infrastructure of our country. The Iranians have actually practiced this. They've actually have certain missiles that they can put up 300 miles. And when they can put a nuclear weapon on top of that, why, the entire infrastructure of America is in jeopardy. And nobody ever seems to talk about it. Has anybody talked about that as a threat over there, Cheryl? Does anybody talk about the very real threat of an EMP attack?
Yeah, actually, people are preparing for any scenario right now. Israel has had maneuvers with other neighbors, with other armies, with other military, to where any kind of scenario that could happen, they are getting prepared for. And they've practiced. The last one I heard was with 48 different countries. And so they're preparing for the worst. And they know that Iran is going to be, if they get this nuclear bomb, it's going to be bad. And we're saying mid-2014. Something has to happen before mid-2014. So it all looks really bad for Israel. But the people, it's so amazing to be among the people. And most of my friends are Jewish and Arab, because I work among the Arab people. But they aren't Christian. It's funny, because I hang out with the Jewish people and the Arab people, but they teach me a lot, and they show me a lot. And when I see the people going out about their everyday business and life, my friend, one of my best friends, she just bought a house. And she's going on as if everything's going to be okay. Yet she has her bomb shelter. She has her gas mask. She's ready. She said she's from England, and she made all the immigration many years ago. But she's holding out. They know that they're going to be okay. And one of the big things is they know that when they look up, that the Lord has protected them in the different wars that have happened in Israel. So some of them may be secular. They still rely on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to protect these people, protect themselves.
Well, that's the only way any of us are going to be protected in the difficult times that lie ahead. Cheryl, I want you to get out your email address again so people would be able to get in touch with you. And then, of course, get your regular weekly release. Or what is this, every week or every 10 days? How often do you put the release out?
Twice a month, because I've been running out of time. So I do them twice a month and get the news out, yeah.
And what is the address?
The email address is reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. It's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
And, Chris, I look forward to getting it every couple of weeks when it comes. I really do. Okay, so basically, we have just a couple of minutes. What is the final message you'd like to leave with our listeners this evening?
Well, as we know, the Bible tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I did a survey one time and asked different people groups, Muslims, Jews, Christians, what does it mean to pray for the peace when everybody knows there's really not going to be any peace there? They said, we're praying for the Prince of Peace. We're praying for the Messiah to return or to come for the first time, as Jews would say, and Muslims. So we need to be praying for the people. And also, I have a special prayer request. I have a Muslim man who became a believer, and just recently he was attacked by his family. They took all of his books, Bibles that I have given him, everything, to the local elders, and they're trying to kill him. And he really needs your prayers, because a lot of the guys that come to know the Lord, I never know if they're going to make it through this world, you know, be alive, or they're just going to get eternal life. This guy is really hurting, and he's on house arrest right now from the elders. He could be killed at any time. He's asking for prayers just because he became a believer. He left Islam to become a Christian. So we need to pray for people over there.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is what's so hard for people to understand. We're talking about a human being today actually facing death, facing execution there in the Palestinian section of that Holy Land because he's become a Christian. We may disagree with the Muslim faith, but if somebody wants to become a Muslim, that's their business. But that's not the way it works. It's certainly not reciprocal. If you are a Muslim and you convert to Christianity, they can kill you without any reservations. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, that's right. And I've had two people die on me already, been killed, one that was put in prison and tortured because they became a Christian, and I baptized them. So these people really need prayer.
And as difficult as it may seem, ladies and gentlemen, this is really what people over there are up against. Okay, fine. A parting thought, then we'll let you go, Cheryl.
Okay, and I just want to reiterate, that's the Palestinian Authority that will put these people in prison, the Muslims that will do this to the people. There's a democracy going on in Israel, and we need to pray for that democracy, that Jewish state of Israel, for their protection.
God bless. Thanks very much for all you do. We'll look forward to talking to you again first Thursday next month.
Perfect. Okay. God bless you. Bye.
Okay, fine. That was Cheryl Hancock, and we certainly, Barbara and I, support her simply because she's over there on the front lines of this spiritual battle for the Jewish people, the souls of the Palestinians and the Jewish people, and for everyone, of course, who loves our Lord. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company.
After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who believe in what we're talking about to join and Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you can, if you join, you'll get the four best CDs or tapes of the month. You'll get our newsletter, or you can subscribe to the newsletter or whatever you'd like to do. But if you'd like to become part of our family, if you'd like to part of our team that is reaching out across America 5 hours a day, and then on a weekend program, our telephone number is 1-888. Pardon me, if you can reach us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you will get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will give you an excellent idea of what's really going on in the world today. We have somewhere between 60 and 100,000 copies of the book out across America. It's amazing how many people have read the book, and it has had an impact on their lives and helped them to be able to understand what's going on today, because so much of what's taking place just doesn't make sense. So anyway, of course, the book is Brotherhood of Darkness. You get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, let me suggest my talk on Agenda 21, the covert agenda. Agenda 21, the covert agenda, it's a talk we just gave in Colorado, Colorado Springs this last weekend. But it's an important talk because it will help you to better understand what is really going on. Agenda 21, the covert agenda, they basically want to tear out the dams. They want to get people out of their cars. They're putting in certainly bicycle trails all across America. They're doing everything they can to lower the living standards of the American people, to move them out of the rural areas and into small apartments where they can be watched and monitored. And people say, well, that sounds ridiculous. People wouldn't go for that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we're going to have a cataclysmic event. That is how they're going to force the people to go along with it. This is the agenda. You can actually read about it. You'll learn all about it if you watch the DVD. And then you can get the government documents, international documents. This is a plan not only for America, but throughout the world. And they do intend to kill off most of the people in the world through war and through disease and through violence and through famine and through death. This is not imaginary. It's real. You need to get my talk, Agenda 21, the covert agenda. And then, of course, you need to get the documentation that we offer there, some of which we carry and some of which you can get elsewhere. And then, of course, you need to get my talk on population control, the secret agenda, you need to get our talk on the world revolution. Because there, of course, you'll have an opportunity to hear my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith. Ambassador Smith was a billionaire who was kind enough to invite me to his home there in Florida. And he will tell you, he was the American ambassador to Cuba when we installed Fidel Castro. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we installed the communist dictator in Cuba back in 1959. It wasn't because they didn't know he was a communist. Everyone knew he was a communist except the American people. The president knew, the Secretary of State knew. But, of course, basically, we installed him. Why would we install a communist when you need an enemy? That's why the whole war on terrorism is so important. You can get the people to give up their freedom when they think that they're being protected by, certainly by the government, from that wicked enemy. And Fidel Castro was certainly a phony. A situation we install Fidel Castro, who is very, very close to, David Rockefeller's daughters go down to meet with Fidel regularly. If you doubt that, get David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs. You can get that from Radio Liberty. And David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit David Rockefeller. I said, David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro. And Fidel Castro comes up to visit David Rockefeller. The book Memoirs, available from Radio Liberty. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. And beside her, and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the